Bum, 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 bum. Old Man River. I can't hear. It's The Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Jade is up in Canada today for the Midwest Music Exchange. So you get me, Jay Gabler. Today is Tuesday, April 9th. Later on, we're going to talk about what happens when you try to release a superstar's recordings without getting permission from the estate. But first, a few more of today's headlines. Bob Dylan is opening a distillery in Nashville. And we're not just talking a distillery. It will also include a whiskey library, a restaurant, and a music venue. It's all happening under the auspices of Dylan's new whiskey line, Heaven's Door. That song is actually not on the album Nashville Skyline, but nonetheless, the new distillery will mark the 50th anniversary of Dylan's 1969 country album. The distillery is being converted from a former church, which seems very Dylan-esque, and it will also include Bob's paintings and metalwork. It's expected to open its wrought iron doors in fall 2020, which is actually closer to the 50th anniversary of the album New Morning, but the Man in Me vodka just doesn't have the same ring. Widespread Panic have replaced Fleetwood Mac, who replaced the Rolling Stones as the headliners of this year's New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. The Mac had to cancel due to Stevie Nicks coming down with the flu, and the Stones got pulled because of Mick Jagger's heart surgery. Jazz Fest organizers must be hoping John Bell stays healthy because the show is coming up on May 2nd. Single-day tickets for that day of the festival have dropped from $185 to $75, which makes sense since, as Billboard notes, it typically costs about 15 times as much to book the Rolling Stones as it does to book the Athens, Georgia Jam Band. Speaking of Athens, Georgia, the B-52s have announced plans to celebrate their 40th anniversary as a band with a tour, a book, and a documentary film. A five-month world tour kicks off on May 4th in Florida, and the first-ever authorized biography of the band will be published next year. Plus, Fred Armisen is executive producing a documentary film about the history of the B-52s. In a statement, band member Kate Pearson said, "Who knew that when we played our first house dance party in Athens, Georgia in 1976, that we would still be rocking the house in 2019? While they've never done a retrospective on this scale, this isn't the first time the B-52s have looked back. Their 1989 single, Deadbeat Club, looked back on those early days in Athens with a video featuring fellow Athenian Michael Stipe. You might remember that 2 years ago this month, a new Prince EP called Deliverance suddenly appeared, and then suddenly disappeared. The EP was independently released by an engineer who used to work with Prince. The engineer, George Ian Boxall, claimed he wrote and produced the EP's six songs with Prince and that he had the rights to release the music. Prince's estate begged to differ, and Boxall was promptly ordered to pull the music from distribution. Now it's time for him to pay the piper. How much? $4 million. A federal court in Minnesota has upheld an arbitration ruling that says he has to pay a penalty for the unauthorized release, plus hand over all recordings and other materials he has from his time working with Prince. You know how they say sometimes it's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission? When it comes to superstar recordings, that forgiveness can be pretty expensive. You probably never heard of the artist Lil Nas X before last week, but a controversy over his country rap song Old Town Road getting pulled from Billboard's country chart fueled a viral surge in the song's popularity, which was further fueled by a very well-timed remix featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Now, Old Town Road is the number one song in the country, topping Billboard's Hot 100. In a rich irony, guess where else it's starting to get picked up? Country radio. Billboard now says their decision to cut the song from its country chart could be revisited.
Gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on.
Meanwhile, another young DIY artist is topping Billboard's album chart. Everyone knew Billie Eilish's debut LP, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, would be huge, but now the industry publication calls the album's performance staggering, easily clearing all competition to debut at the top of the Billboard 200. The album's performance has also delighted fans of The Office, since Eilish sampled an obscure scene from the TV show on the track My Strange Addiction. BJ Novak, a writer on The Office, said Eilish got approval from all cast members who appeared in the scene. The quote comes from a secret agent film made by Steve Carell's character, Michael Scott, and Novak says, "It's perfect." He says, quote, "In Michael Scott's delusion, of course this would become sampled on a number one album."
No, Billy, I haven't done that dance since my wife died.
There's a whole crowd of people out there who need to learn how to do the scarn.
Don't ask questions you don't wanna know. Learn my lesson. Way too long ago to be talking to you.
Today's viral clip is being shared by BuzzFeed with the caption, "The Ultimate Hype Husband." You might know that pop star Meghan Trainor is married to actor Daryl Sabara, who's now 26 years old, but is still best known for playing the little boy in the Spy Kids movies. It looks like a very sweet romance. They're very much in love, and Sabara is just thrilled to support his famous wife. The clip comes from when Trainor was doing her song All the Ways at a sound check before a Friday night show at the Anthem in Washington, D.C. Trainor's mom shot a video of Sabara dancing like wild on an empty floor, while Trainor's brother Ryan is seen moving around him with a video camera. Ryan Trainor posted his mom's video to Instagram, writing, "Can't believe I get paid to film Juni Cortez go 110% during my little sister's sound checks."
I need more details, more text calls and emails. Be more specific, yes, I'm here to listen.
You can see that heartwarming clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Anna Wagle. Also over at thecurrent.org, we are polling you and everyone else in the world who wants to weigh in on what are the 893 essential songs of the 2000s. Yes, that includes the year 2000. We know if we said 21st century wouldn't be included, we're saying the 2000s. 2000 through now, we're going to count them down on the radio. It's going to be awesome. Get your vote in over at thecurrent.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.
Take me out dancing, don't forget.